The CIAA's contract expired with the city this year, and CIAA officials were looking at other cities for a better deal. Yesterday, CIAA Commissioner Jackie Carpenter said Charlotte was able to offer one.
I'm pleased to announce that the CIAA tournament will remain in Charlotte for the next 6 years, beginning in 2015. I would also like to share that Charlotte will become the new home of the CIAA conference headquarters in 2016.
To lure the CIAA, Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority CEO Tom Murray said the CRVA will increase its scholarship contribution from $1 million to $1.4 million.
It's the largest convention we have on an annual basis, and we are excited about the fact that they are becoming part of our community as well with the announcement of the relocation of their office. So it's really an exciting reset to our relationship.
CIAA officials say the tournament draws about 200,000 fans to Charlotte each year. The CRVA added a few other things to sweeten the deal. It will pick up some of the cost of using Time Warner Cable Arena. Currently, the CIAA pays $312,000 to staff it for the week. And the CRVA will also help pay to relocate the CIAA's headquarters from Hampton, Virginia. Murray won't say what that amounts to because he says they're still negotiating. Carpenter had planned to ask cities interested in hosting the tournament to submit a proposal, but she said she didn't end up doing that because Charlotte made a good offer.
It's expensive to be here for a week, and so to make sure that we put an infrastructure, a financial structure in place where we can support our member institutions in coming to the tournament, whether it's here or anywhere else, is extremely important.
The CIAA has had some financial problems. In 2012, before Carpenter took over, the group had a $1.7 million operating deficit and had to dip into its reserves. It ended up $700,000 in debt that year. The conference won't move its headquarters until 2016. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.